Good morning, good day, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag Coach to Coach, Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. This is your host, Francisco. And today we have a fellow coach from the East Coast of US, Florida. And she is Jasmine. Jasmine, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for accepting and being part of the community.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Hey, my first question, as usual, for my podcast is asking, who is Jasmine?
She is a furious woman who is interested in the bigger question in life. Who is like, I grew up and I was raised above the Arctic Circle of Norway. So I have been traveling a lot in my life. I have been living in different countries, different continents. So I have learned a lot from different cultures. And that is one of the big things that have been driving me. It's like, what makes us human?
Okay.
Why are we different? Why are we similar? All of these things. So, yeah.
Wow.
I think that's it.
You get I like that what you said, a bigger question. No? And I was wondering, have you found the answers?
I don't think you're ever going to find the answers as a human being. But, you know, it's interesting anyways, because I strongly believe there are more to this planet than just the human mind, and that we are the highest in form of intelligence is really hard for me to accept.
Okay.
Because if that is the truth, we are really out and driving here.
Wait. Some people can agree, some people will disagree, but the thing is that what I understand from Jasmine, she will leave there will be still questions to be answered.
Oh yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I will for sure do my part to try to answer those questions that my heart is burning for, and see if we can get any answers. And science and stuff is coming closer to it every day. So you never know, because of the quantum physics and the different realms that is being noticed now of the science. It's very exciting.
Never know. You never know. Anyway, well, hey, Jasmine, again, thank you very much for accepting this to be a guest of this humble podcast of mine, from Hashtag from Coach to Coach. This is something as I always ask. No, it's like, so is Jasmine, and as a coach or as a professional, where is
she? Can you say the beginning of the question again?
Yeah, the question: who is Jasmine as a coach, as a professional?
Oh, very, very empathic. Very, my job as a coach is to understand you, where you are.
Mm-hmm.
What are your struggles? What are your inner demons, to put it that way, when we first started talking about this? And then I look at it as my job to be able to serve you, to help you through your inner journey, to come to the place that you find that you want to be as a coach. And for many people, I work with the spiritual realm and the spirit in the human being and the intuition and those kind of things. And what I notice is that more and more people are open and receptive for this kind of thinking now, compared to like in the 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's more and more people are very interested in finding out, okay, what is all this? But I also think it's very much because of the so-called New Age movement, that it's a different story, but anyways, I strongly believe that people, we are in an awakening process right now, where something is happening. And for many people, they get anxious and nervous,
mm-hmm.
because things are happening that they don't understand. And very often it is their spirit or their intuition that they are not in contact with.
I see.
You know, so they need, but, and that is why also they have a lot of obstacles in life. But when they get the inner connection and the inner peace and the inner calm of those kind of things and where we can explore these areas. Okay, what is your soul? What is all of these things? What is your spirit? That calms more people. And my experience is that when you start the journey with me, you're often nervous, you are insecure, you don't Yes. know all of these things. It's a new field. It's kind of like you're going to start to draw at school, like painting.
Yes.
Because you are going to paint a whole new canvas here, because what you are doing is actually opening up more for the inner you to be able to explore and take part in this world. Because I strongly believe that we are part of this creation. We have two sides. We have the physical side and we have the spiritual side. Unfortunately, the physical side is the part that has been dominating.
Okay.
So not very many people, like on the world basis, when you travel and stuff, you see that there are different connections with the spirit in different countries, different beliefs, but everyone has it in them. So people are very nervous when they start because it's a topic that they are unaware of. It is a topic that they are curious on, but not necessarily know much about. So when we go through this journey and take it step by step in your speed, of course.
Yes.
It's very often a relief for people, you know, to understand that, wow, this is part of me, of the inner me, and I can use this and I can create from this side. And coming to that part where people can start to trust their intuition and start to listen to their soul, listen to their spirit, I think it's the biggest gift ever. It's so fulfilling every single time because it's a new experience for people, and just being part of that journey is just I'm just honored to be able to be there to build that bridge.
It's amazing what you said about being part of the journey of individuals. You know, it's also amazing that we are welcome, or we are being part of their search, of their finding, of their and that kind of journey. You know? But you mentioned a couple of times spiritual, you know?
Yes.
And the inner connection, and the physical, there's physical and spiritual. Physical, whereas we understand, but I just want to know more about what is spiritual for Jasmine.
Oh, spiritual for me is this my spirit. Like because spiritual for me, I will divide it up in two. Actually, I will, because it is me as a spirit and a yes. soul as an individual. But then it's also us all as collective. So for me as an individual, it is that little nudge. Let's say I want to do something, I want to start a project, I want to start something new, right? Do something big. And if I have this inner feeling that, nah, it might not be all right, it might not, you know, you have this, it's not. And then it is about to listen to that part.
Yeah.
Take a breath and listen to that part, because that unease is there for a reason. It is there to guide you. It's there to help you. So maybe that project wasn't the right for me to start.
Yeah.
Or maybe it could be a different experience that I feel that I am super excited and that I feel really drawn towards it. Then it might be the exactly right thing that I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, definitely. It doesn't make sense. And while you were saying this, this is what is in my mind. You know? It's like you said physical and spiritual. A client of yours, an individual who would like to work with Jasmine, had this when you said mm-hmm. that where you're stuck, you know, where are you at this moment, right? So perhaps in a physical point of view, they can look at in that sense because they're more used to that. But what mm-hmm. happened if that person has less spiritual connection? How you learn?
That you can always build that up, because spirit is part of you. Spirit is, you have you are kind of a threefold, because you have the mind, the spirit, and the soul, and the body. I'm sorry, mind, spirit, and body. And if you don't have any connection with your spirit whatsoever when you come to me, then we are going to investigate why do you think that.
No.
Because I don't believe that is true. I believe everyone has some kind of connection with their spirit.
Yeah.
So my job is to figure out where is it? Because you think it's not there. That means for me that, okay, it's hiding. So what is this disconnection?
Yeah.
Right? So then we have to, then I look at your life on and different things like, how are you as a person? How are you when it comes to your emotions? Do you have a wide range of emotions? Are you very narrow-minded? Are you very open? Are you, you know, all of these things? What is your background? What is your upbringing? All of these kind of things, because everything of these things is part of how good connection you have with your soul or not, or your spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you come to me and just like, I don't have any connection with my spirit at all, it's like, I want to smile and say, oh, yes, you do. So let's find it.
Yes, look. No, the thing, let's find it. Yeah, that's correct. As you said, no? The bigger question there, no? Let's find it. But the thing here, it's like when you say mind, spirit, and body.
Yes.
I personally, yeah. It's just like I have my mind and my body, let's take the balance. But I never said I have to balance as well my spirit part. Those are the people you hear, right? If my mind is my brain is good and my body looks like balance, we're in good shape. But I like what you're saying about the spiritual. And that's what I think just me in the sick or the you know the coach services or you know that kind of support that you were able to provide is add that kind of spiritual. The inner connection in the spiritual of the individual. That's what I get from Jasmine. She is there.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes, because you don't have to balance the spirit. You have to balance your body in the form of what kind of nutrition are you giving it,
mm-hmm.
right? What kind of exercise are you having? All of these kind of things. But the spirit is always there. The only thing you have to learn is to listen. And when you learn to listen, you will also slowly learn to tap into it. Because your spirit has its own language. It speaks to you. It wants to be a part of you. And your spirit is there to protect you, to guide you, because you're here for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? I strongly believe that we are born for a reason. We are not just like born and grow up and go die. That is too that's I don't buy that one. I'm sorry.
It's too simple.
Yes, exactly. When you look at how complicated life is, heck yeah, it's too simple.
Yeah.
So I believe that you have to start listening to your spirit, because your spirit is there to help you, to support you, to guide you. And if you get this connection, you can get a so much easier life. Because what is happening is that I realize is that the people, if they don't have any connection with their spirit at all, they kind of have this, not everything goes on track.
Yes.
There's
okay.
this inner nudge there, and it comes from the inside. And that is what frustrates people, because they have this inner nudging, and it's almost like you can stand there and look around and where is it? What is bothering me? But it is that connection that wants to be formed, because spirit isn't dangerous. Spirit is here to help us, to guide us, to protect us, to love us, to fulfill us. To help us become a better human being and step into the soul of who we are supposed to be. Because in the big picture, we are all here to help build a better world, aren't we? And hopefully leave it better than we found it for the next generation. I know we can discuss that in another kind. But you see what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
So this connection there, that is also very dependent on what culture you grew up in and how your cultural experience is about and around spirit. So it's like some places it's a very positive thing that you have inside of you and that you can work and do things with. But other places I realized that it's almost like it's a foreign thing. It's almost like it's an outside entity that can come and catch you, kind of, which is a completely wrong concept of it, because spirit is within you. It, you know, so it's like, yeah.
You cannot separate it.
Yes, exactly.
You cannot ignore it. You cannot separate it as well.
No.
But it's one thing you said here, and it's quite interesting of the way you share. You know, it's like, is the spirit is inside us, yes. And let's find it, let's look for it, or you work with it as a coach. You're there to work with for your client, for them to discover or to rediscover, let's say, that part of spiritual, right? But how
does it work?
Yeah, how does it work? But how that. A client, I mean, as I said, no, that's my example, like I'm more in a mind than body sort of thing.
Mm.
I would like to know how would I start a session with Jasmine and see what is that kind of spiritual inner connection, right? How does it start? What's the process?
It is very, very, very individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So because this is a minefield of one size does not fit all. This is a field where we custom sew your suit, because there are some nominators that is kind of similar for people.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is so personal because it's on the inside. So my first job is to find out more about you as my client. If you came to me, I would have sat down with you and I would have learned to know, okay, where are you in life? What are your beliefs? How did you grow up? What have you been working with? What is your, do you have any religion? Because, and that's another thing. Spirituality and religion are two different things. It does not go hand in hand. So what is your religion? What was your upbringing? You know, I would have to get to learn who are you? Not only with your own words, but also the whole package that you are presenting when you come to the table. So that takes a little bit of work, but that is the important work, because how am I going to help you if I don't know who you are? Right? Yeah. So first I need to get to know you, but then also I need to learn, what is your relationship with spirit? How do you look at it as a person? And that is where confidentiality is a huge thing, because some people have challenges with expressing these things and with putting words into these things. And especially if you have been kind of, I don't want to shame anyone or whatever, but I realize that if people are if they grew up very hard in church, they have a different kind of view and thinking than if you did not grow up in church. So
yeah.
It's different. You see, so it's like I cannot put out a roadmap and just like throw it out there and say anyone can do it, because you will not complete it. You're not going to complete the steps by yourself, because this is an inner experience and an inner learning. So we together, first I learn who you are and you learn to trust me. And then we together have to figure out, okay, how does your soul speak to you?
There right? you go. That's a nice question.
What are the nudges? How do you experience it? Do you feel it? Do you hear it? Do you see it? Do you, you know, all of these kind of things. And from there, we are going to be able to move forward. And sometimes people don't even have that. So we have to, okay, where do we start here?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's at. It's like what you said at the beginning. You know, you're there for people who got somewhere or another, they got stuck. And hey, maybe you start the mind, the body's there, but where's the spirit? Right.
Exactly.
I like what you said. How does your soul speak with you, right? And another thing you said is one size does not fit all. So each of the clients that you're having, they have their own way of opening up their word, what the spirit they have, or how they're able to hear their soul. And that's a very, very deep one, right? That's a very deep one. No, it's very, very deep, right? Yeah, very personal.
Yes, it's very deep and very personal. So it's very emotional for many people. And it can be scary for some people too. Because these are things that some people, when they come to me, they have kind of like, no, spirit is left night now. I don't know. It's not. But it's this inner drive that kind of, I'm curious still. And then they come to me and just like, no, I don't have any contact with my spirit or soul or whatever. I don't feel, I don't see, I don't hear. And for me, that becomes very mechanical. How can you be, are you a robot?
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like, no, we're not. But then you have to, it's like the onion, you have to peel the layers because you need to find, I have to come kind of a little bit under your skin.
Yes.
Because I need to get to know you and who you are. And then from that, be able to, okay, sometimes I have to dot the dots. And what most people do not understand is that when they come to me, and if they don't have any soul or spirit, that everyone has a soul, but if they don't have a connection with the spirit, they don't realize that what made them come to me in the first place was their spirit.
if that's a nice statement there. If they're with you, it's because they came via their spirit, right? So after those, what is the outcome, let's say, for a normal? I mean, I'm saying, I know it's individual, but what could be when they start finding their spirit, when they find their soul?
Oh, it's several gifts that comes, because I would say that enlightenment is a very strong word. So I won't kind of use that in the term that we look at it today, but at the same time, it's some kind of inner enlightenment for every person. Because when they are done and when they leave me, they have, first, not only have they figured out how their spirit is trying to have a conversation with them, but they have also started to have that conversation on themselves.
Yeah.
So when you leave, you have more tools in your backpack, because you understand how your soul is trying to contact you. You understand what it is trying to tell you, and you can actually start to have this communication, which will lead you to have a much more fulfilling life. So it's an inner fulfillment, and people are more at ease. Anxiety can drop, restlessness can drop, and you get this inner peace in a different way, because you finally find out that, oh, I'm not alone. I am not so alone as I thought I was.
Yes.
So you get this connection and you have this companionship that it's now, I was able to help you, guide you to get that connection, which is amazing. But now your job starts. Now is the journey beginning, because you are going to start living with a spirit connection and a body and a mind connection. And if you have never done that before, it's a completely new life. It's a completely new way of looking at things. It's a new way. And that comes natural. It's nothing that I force on you, but just because you were able to get contact with your spirit and mind and body, then it's just like this trinity that is like, wow, for people. And it's very, they are very much more at ease and at peace when they leave me, because they actually, many people look at it like life is going to be much easier now.
Yeah. It's like when the moment it's like all match, all link, all straightened based on the mind, spirit, and body, and the tools that you've been working with them, looks like there must be a meaningful inner peaceful in them, and they're able to understand better. Jasmine, we're about to try closing a short call here, right? This episode of you. I would like to invite you. How would you like to wrap up this session of yours?
I would like to say that spirit is a part of you, and it's not dangerous. It is there to help you, to support you. It is something that you were born with, and you can never run away from it. So I will encourage you to start seeking that connection with yourself, because the way the world is going right now, with all the turmoil, with all the hate, with all the it is so important that you have your inner silence and your inner peace and your inner temple where you feel safe. Because when you start connecting with your spirit, you are going to get another side, another kind of peace feeling within you than you've ever had before. And it's going to enrich your life in so many ways.
Wonderful. Wonderful there. As again, I mean, that's what Andrea said. Mind and body is there, but if you're able to straighten up or put it all together, matching with your spirit, looks like it's not just means and support as a coach. You have more inner connection there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Just me. I'm sorry to close, okay. But this is the session. I love your story. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated it.
No, love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. This one. I just said one of the things is like, how does your soul speak with you? And one side does not fit all, but I put it like the inner connection. That's what I.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. I'm so grateful for being here. Thank you.
Jasmine, thank you very much for that. Dear listeners, good morning, good day, good evening. This was another episode of Hashtag From Coach to Coach. Hashtag We Talk on Mondays. This is your host, Francisco. Until then, stay safe. Thank you.